While prices we expect them to decline, they would remain at a higher level than in the years preceding the first food price spike in 2007-2008. This should not be an excuse for contentment. Shocks due to macroeconomic condition or weather, aggravated by climate change, could disrupt markets. In fact, our analysis in the report shows that there is a good probability of another severe shock within the next 10 years. The last message I would like to highlight is that we see positive improvements in the nutrition situation in developing countries. This is very good news. However, other forms of malnutrition remain and need to be tackled, like overweight, obesity, and diet-related diseases.
The report also points to the growing role of a relatively small group of countries in supplying global markets with key commodities. What are your observations there?
Well, here let me make two points, actually. True, exports of agricultural commodities are projected to become concentrated in a fewer countries, while at the same time, imports are becoming more dispersed over a larger number of countries. The increasing share of few countries in supplying for some key commodities could increase market risks. On the second, I would like to add that significant changes, in fact, in trade have taken place over the last decade or so. A number of developing countries have significantly boosted their exports, and this trend is expected to continue in the future. In fact, much of the growth in global exports is attributed to developing countries, and much of this is going to other developing countries, resulting in increased South-South trade. Here, it is extremely important to boost agricultural investment in these countries to strengthen the resilience of their production systems and minimize disruption to world markets.
You mentioned this a little bit, but are there real risks of food price spikes in the coming decade?
Well, agriculture markets are volatile by nature, in fact, and this will continue to be the case in the future. The risk analysis conducted in this report indicates that the likelihood of price reaching the level seen in 2007, 2008, or in 2012 is relatively low. Still, this does not rule out the possibility of prices going significantly outside this. On the upside, though, I think if another shock happens, the world is now better prepared to deal with it. We have learned from the past.